Baby, I'm back. Ugh. Holy. Fuck. Okay, remind me never to do that again. God damn.
Baby?
Baby? Baby? Oh, no, 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 no. Babe. What happened? No, 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 no. You don't need to apologize. You never need to apologize, okay? Just breathe. Just breathe. You've got this, darling. Just breathe with me. Better? What happened, love bug? No, no, no. You don't need to apologize. I want to know. Of course I want to know. Darling, I love you. Which means I automatically give a fuck about whatever it is that makes you unhappy. Because if something makes you unhappy, I automatically want to get rid of it. Because that's what love is to me. It's just making you happy. So, would you mind telling me what's wrong? Of course something happened, sweetheart. You're not this kind of person. You don't just... Baby, baby. Are you underestimating how well I know you? I really hope not. Because that would be, number one, that would be insulting, and number two, it would be a complete and utter lie. So you want to tell me what happened? It's fine if it makes me mad. Sweetheart, you've never seen me angry. Never fully angry. And I can guarantee you that you telling me something that upset you isn't going to make me angry. Well, not at you, at least. Yes, yes, I promise to exert some self-control if you tell me about someone who made your day. Actually, I don't know if I can make that promise, baby. How about I promise to do my best to control myself instead of saying I definitely will control myself, because that would just be an outright lie. Does that seem okay? Please? What? Who the fuck said that? What the hell does that fucker know anyways? Please, that little shit be so goddamn ugly. Hello Kitty said goodbye. Oh my god. But they're so smart, babe. You know that they could be twice as intelligent as they already are and still be classified as fucking stupid. Please, that jackass is a fart-given form. No, no, I am not being mean, okay? I'm being honest. If I were being mean, I'd track this dipshit down, cut off their arms, and beat the living shit out of them with their amputated limbs. Baby. You are the most lovely, wonderful, and amazing person I've ever met. Okay? You know my standards are ridiculous. Hell, I don't even know what my standards are. They're that fucking ridiculous. And you still managed to blow all that shit out of the water. Okay? I had a padlocked and chained door to my heart, but you somehow managed to bust through that bitch like Jack Nicholson did in The Shining, okay? You are batshit awesome, okay? I don't want to hear any more of this bullshit about how they were kind of correct. No, they're not, okay? This fucker was a fucking dumbass. They don't know shit. Between you and any other motherfucker on this planet, I'd pick you. Because you are the best person I've ever met. Okay, yeah. Not the best compliment I've ever given, but you get my point. You're so beautiful. And I don't want to hear any of this crap about how you think you aren't beautiful. Fuck you, okay? You're beautiful. The Rocky Mountains are beautiful. The night sky is beautiful. You, fucker, are beautiful. Alright? You're so fucking beautiful that it makes me emotionally volatile on a daily basis. From the tip of your stupid nose to your toes. But I can't kiss your toes because, one, I bet they smell bad because you're still fucking wearing socks and shoes. Babe, why are you wearing shoes? You know that gets on my nerves. Okay, I just vacuumed this floor the other day. Alright, I know. Babe, okay, I understand. You're not doing it to make me mad and you forgot. See? And you just... You have the most lovely voice. It makes me feel warm and coddled somehow from the inside out. Just hearing it on the phone, even from miles away, it just makes my whole day brighter. The only reason I ask you those silly little choose this or that question is because I really love hearing you talk. Darling, you could read the dictionary and I'd be your captivated audience from A to Z. Okay? Yeah, I'm only saying this because I adore you. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me finding all the silly little things you do fucking charming as hell? Because I have never in my life been so goddamn charmed by another person. And you're so smart. I used to think that I was smart, but not like you. You catch things so quickly. Your mind's always jumping from subject to subject. It makes me very envious. And so very, very proud of you. What, you don't think people criticize me? I get criticized all the fucking time.
Kit, you need to buy something other than shorts and tank tops. It's the middle of winter and you have the flu. Kit, you need to stop bringing home cats. 15 is enough. Kit, you need to stop cussing. There are children around and they're crying because of you.
I mean, yeah, I guess they kind of have a point. Hey, I like my current lifestyle, thank you very much. Crazy cat lady by 30? Yes, please! But really, babe, you're so wonderful, and you're hot as fuck. You're so goddamn attractive that I low-key kind of wanted to smack you out of hotness-induced emotional instability when we first met. It's true. No, honestly, if I hadn't just come back from work, I'd kiss your sweet bits until your brain sizzled away into mush right now. I am forever grateful that you are not within hearing range of me when we first met. No, I really am, okay? I was a mess when I first saw you, okay? I had a double take and really just try to control my breathing for a second. Like, you know how I do that. Like, sometimes I don't want to say wheeze, but I feel like that's the only word that really applies to this situation. Well, when I first saw you. Oh my god, this is going to be embarrassing. I think my exact words were either "Yo, who that?" or it was "Hey, what's up? What's up?" I know, right? Definitely would not have qualified for our first date. I know. Aren't you so glad that we were on opposite sides of the same room when we first met? Well, I'm glad you're smiling again. I hate seeing you sad. Oh my goodness, no, you don't need to apologize. Okay, I phrased it wrong. I just mean that the world seems like a darker place when you're frowning. And you don't owe your smile or your happiness to the world. But it all just seems a little bit lacking when I know you're unhappy. Hey, I take immense pride in making you smile. In all honesty, it's what I look forward to the most when I see you. I know, not getting dicked down good or anything, just seeing you smile. What a conundrum. I know some days we're both too busy to talk or to really interact. And those are the days when I don't get to see you smile or laugh. Or I don't get to make you smile or laugh. And those days are just, they're just no good to me. What? I can be sappy. I can be ridiculously sappy, you nerd. Okay? Shush. Well, I mean, it's not really my fault. I've never been like this before you, okay? You are the root of the infection, okay? All the blame can be put back onto you. Yes, I will blame you for all of this. Yeah. Okay. Appreciate the sap while it lasts, bud. In a couple months, I'm going to be my usual annoying, bitchy self. Once winter is gone and I don't need your body heat for cuddling anymore, it's gonna be back to bitchy old me, and you're just gonna have to deal with it. I am so a bitch, okay? I've never decided to be a bitch to you. But I think I do like an okay job at it. I mean, I'm not particularly skilled at being a bitch, but I think I can bring it if I have to bring it. Fine. Appreciate my annoying sappiness, which I personally don't like, while it lasts. Okay, bud? It's going to be like Halley's Comet. Chances are you're only going to experience it once in your lifetime if you're lucky. Yes, I did compare the way I act around you to a celestial object that comes around once every like 70 years. But really, babe, those people. The ones who make you feel inadequate. The ones who will tease you and rib you. Fuck them. Okay, I am the only voice allowed to make fun of you. I am the only person allowed to tease you. Because in the end, you know that A, I never mean it. And B, I love you. I love the fact that you're a little bit dense and you're a little bit weird and you do stupid little things that at once make me kind of want to cover my face in embarrassment and simultaneously cover your face in kisses. And I know that you know that I never mean it when I call you dumb or stupid or a fucking nerd. I never have and I never will. Because you're just the greatest person in the world. And insults are just that. They're just insults. They're not actual statements as to your worth or as to your importance. And I know it's hard for you to accept that and realize that. But at the end of the day, you're still going to be amazing and lovely and so very beautiful in spite of what anyone says. You're everything I've ever hoped for and more, darling. I've always kind of fantasized about falling in love with my perfect person, my someone just for me. And they were never perfect because they never did anything wrong, or because there was never anything wrong with them. They were perfect because everything they did made me smile and made me happy, even if they also made me a bit exasperated and annoyed at times. At the end of the day, the grand total of happiness I would feel with them would far exceed any annoyance or irritation or exasperation. And when I would think of this, I just never stopped to believe that my someone just for me, that you actually existed.